Well, on this Friday, it's still a little bit breezy, but the temperatures are milder. As we mentioned the last couple of days, this little shot of cool air yesterday is not going to be around here for long. We go back above average today with afternoon temperatures topping out in the mid-70s. It will be a little bit cooler and still a little bit brisk at the beaches, but it's a nice TGIF overall. We'll drop into the 50s tonight, and we'll start out your weekend on a warm note. Under partly sunny skies, temperatures tomorrow will approach 80. It will again be a little bit cooler at the beaches, but it's the warmest and driest day of the weekend. Sunday's certainly not a washout. And I mentioned yesterday that we didn't see much in the way of significant rain anytime soon, and that still holds, but a front's going to drop far enough south. Looked like it might hang up close to Interstate 16 yesterday across Georgia, but now it looks like it'll get down to the Florida-Georgia border by late Sunday and Sunday evening, and close enough for at least a few showers to develop along that front as we go into especially Sunday afternoon and evening, but not before temperatures still manage to reach the upper 70s. And then behind that front is another little wedge of cooler air, if you will. And what I mean by that is high pressure goes by well to our north, and it's strong enough, especially when we get into to December, to push cool air from the Atlantic kind of down the coast on a northeasterly wind, and then it surges into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, and it drops our temperatures for a little while. But it doesn't last very long because the high pressure is so far to the north, and it doesn't have a whole lot of strength. So this will quickly give way as well. So Monday, we start out the new work week under partly cloudy skies. We still reach 70 to 72 or so, which is above average. It just won't be as warm as the next few days. And then by Tuesday, we're popping right back up into the mid to upper 70s, and by Wednesday, we're 80 plus. So the overall pattern remains the same, which is mostly dry and above average temperatures, but with some hiccups here and there, if you will, or little ups and downs, not at all common for this time of year. But the pattern is, in as a whole, the first 10 days of this month at least, is quite mild and generally above average, with these little brief intrusions, if you want to call it that, of cooler air like we had yesterday and like we'll have on Monday. But it looks like the upper-level high pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is going to hold strong, and the main storm track will still be well north and west of Jacksonville, meaning not a whole lot of meaningful rain, and temperature changes, while there will be dips, will more often than not will be above average temperatures. Not much change then as we go through the end of next week, as we dust off the old crystal ball and on into the following weekend, as the big high pressure holds kind of over the Gulf of Mexico and keeps that storm track, the main storm track at least, to the north and west of Jacksonville, where it actually will be rather active from a weather standpoint, and that's where the chillier air will reside as well. We'll keep an eye on that potential for a mid-month change, kind of a pattern snap, but at this point, narrowing it down much more than the mid part of December is pretty hard to do, but we'll keep an eye on that potential pattern change in the longer term, and of course, keep you updated. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.